that's unfair to the residents in our social housing estates. They are being told that they have mica, or that the rumour mills out there that there is mica in their houses, and it's badly affected to date. And this is many, many months ago. Tests were carried out in a total of 15 houses, and we have yet to receive the results of them tests. The residents who are living in them houses are living with that pressure, and you know that brings on them the mental worry that it brings on them. I think it's incumbent on the council to tell those residents if they have mica, the extent of the mica in their home, and what plans are being made now to fix their houses, or what remedial works will be needed to repair their homes. It's gone on too long. I think the sooner we do that, the better.
And also this has a knock-on effect on any kind of redress for these homes.
It has, surely, because, I mean, we were given at a workshop here targets of we would address 150 houses per annum which would be affected by mica. We're probably 8-9 months into a testing of 15 houses, and yet we haven't received the test results. And that there, it means that we haven't been talking to the department about the necessary resources that we as a council will need to redress and address the problem of mica in them homes. So what is happening is that we have tenants who are living in houses which are not fit for purpose, are only getting worse, and are becoming a health and safety hazard to them and their families, and that's not good enough as far as I'm concerned.